The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Okay.
Agents and Brokers, Monday. Motors, Season of Love, Struck and on Pest Control, and Wendy's.
Okay, so am I on air or am I not on air? Let me know. No, tell me in the. I'm messaging from Zoom. I'm doing it from Zoom, so I don't know if I'm on air. Anyway, let's try and see what happens. Good afternoon, Bahamas. I'm on. Okay, great, sweet, fantastic. This will be number three. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So great to have you with us. We're gonna be talking about a couple of things today. Prime Minister says major road work set for 2023. We'll delve into that because I need to see what it is that they say they're doing. I tell you what, whoever's doing Village Road, maybe don't let them do Gladstone Road. I think we could start there. That may be more successful. Not that everyone's a complete disaster who's doing Village Road. It's just that clearly this project is not being properly coordinated and they should not do it. I'm on. People send me a message. I'm on. Great. I'm on. Fantastic. I'm doing this from Village Road, the aforementioned Village Road, and anything can happen. Power out, they hit a internet cable. Anything can happen. It's just, we're living in heady times. That it helps you to do your perspective day and night. You know what I mean? Like living on Village Road. Like I look for the good things out of this torturous, soul-crushing, just unmitigated disaster. That is Village Road. I look at it in an existential sort of aspect in terms of, you know, life is often uncertain. There are stops and starts, there are delays, and that even though things may not be going the way you want in your life, you may be stopping, starting, you may be delaying, take heart in the fact that you're not making the lives of thousands of people who live along and traverse Village Road miserable. You're not adversely impacting their lives as the folks who are doing Village Road are impacting the lives of others. Hopefully everything's going swimmingly in their lives. Don't let these people do Gladstone. That's all I'm saying. All right. Let's talk about something. Okay. Local group with Dublin Airport Authority is Grand Bahama Airport front runner. Story by Paige McCartney. Says DAA execs recently visited GB and met with board of Freeport Airport Development Company. All right, great. Let's do a bit about it. Well, let me say this to start. I understand that this is true and this is a done deal. Well, I know it's true, but I understand this deal is done. It says a Bahamian group, which has formed a joint venture with the Dublin Airport Authority, is emerging as the front runner to redevelop Grand Bahama International Airport. Guardian Business understands. This newspaper understands that executives from DAA, a global airport and travel retail group with businesses in 15 countries around the world, recently visited Grand Bahama and met with the board of the Freeport Airport Development Company. When contacted for a comment yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation Chester Cooper said, quote, "We're pretty close, but not quite ready for an announcement. We committed to the Bahamian people that we will build a world-class airport, and we've ensured that the process." I want to show you something here. Hold on. says DAA's principal activities include operating and managing the Dublin and Cork airports in Ireland, as well as global airport retailing through subsidiary Air Rianta International. Remember, we talked about this the other day. We talked about airport builders and runners who make a great, great deal of money off controlling retail in those airports. It says the state-owned company offers consultancy through its DAA International arm. According to a document obtained by Guardian Business, DAA has teamed up with leading infrastructure investor I Square Capital, which has already invested $55 million into the new Nassau cruise port. All right, so they already have an investment in the cruise port. Now we're talking airport. Okay. The firm has a diverse global portfolio of 55 companies in 60 countries around the world. GBIA has been in disrepair since Hurricane Dorian caused an estimated $60 million in damages in 2019. All right. Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. I understand this is a done deal. Oh, let me read this part. In August, Cooper said the government and Freeport Airport Development Company were mulling through several proposals from companies vying to enter into a public-private partnership that range from $50 million to $150 million. He said recently, however, that the list of prospective developers had been narrowed to two contenders. Guardian Business understands that DAA manages the Jeddah International Airport in Saudi Arabia, which is the third largest and busiest airport of Saudi Arabia, serving more than 41 million passengers. Cooper last week led a delegation of tourism officials to the World Travel and Tourism Council Global Summit, where the government signed a memorandum of understanding with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia on cooperation in the field of tourism. It's unclear if the trip to Saudi Arabia is directly connected to the joint venture or if there are Saudi Arabian investors involved. Okay, so let's say this. I understand, A, this is a done deal as far as I can glean. Let me also say this, and I'm going to do so that we're clear. All right. My network of spies and informants is unmatched in this Commonwealth of the Bahamas, as far as anyone who's doing what I do, okay? Unmatched. Of high-level spies, I have my informants and agents are everywhere. Some are sleepers. That's why when y'all be popping off, it gets back to me. Like the dark wizard Sauron, right? I have people who have, in places you would never suspect, who feed me information, all right, on a high level, because they know that I'm the best at what I do. Let me see here. I want to show you something about Saudi Arabia right here, real quick. Where is this? No, I can't find the document. Memorandum of understanding. Yes, like Sauron. Should I say a good wizard? Who is a good wizard? Gandalf? Radagast? Saruman was, he turned out to be a bad one. I don't see the press release. Anyway, if you would remember, Chester Cooper went to Saudi Arabia the other day. Now, that wasn't the first time he was in Saudi Arabia. Now, what I had heard, all right, was that it was looking like we were doing something with Saudi Arabia for the airports, all right? We've had a memorandum of understanding. We also, and Cooper's, I guess, really likes the Middle East, or he's been there quite a bit. He's been to Qatar or Qatar, however y'all are saying it nowadays. And he talked to, and the people from Qatar had offered to conduct an audit of Bahamas Air, an audit in terms of Bahamas Air is broken, and not in those terms, in terms of they wanted to audit Bahamas Air to see if Bahamas Air was a worthwhile enterprise for the government of the Bahamas and how it could make it one if it's not. So let me explain it to you, how they view this, how the Saudis and the Middle East, how they are dealing with their stuff. So when we look at Bahamas Air, we've sunk, $1 billion into Bahamas Air since its inception. Never made a profit, from to my knowledge. So, Baldo, correct me if I'm wrong about that. So one would look at Bahamas Air on the face of it and go, we're just pouring money down this black hole. We poured $100 million into it over the pandemic just for salaries, son, and some maintenance and stuff. And one would look at it and go, well, this is a total black hole. We're not making money over here. But the Qatari? Did I make that up, or is that what you call it? The people from Qatar, right, and other places, they're very successful in managing your airlines, particularly state-run airlines. Qatari sounds Star Trek-ish. I could be. I don't mean to offend. So anyway, the people from Qatar, they look at an airline and they go, okay, we're not going to look at an airline, a state-owned airline, and say, is it a worthwhile venture because it turns a profit? We're going to look at the airline and go, is it a worthwhile venture if it serves to grow and contribute significantly to my economy? So I, in essence, I'm not worried so much about how much money I'm spending on Bahamas Air and how much money Bahamas Air is bringing in. If I can show that Bahamas Air as a contributor to the overall economy is worthwhile, then Bahamas Air at all. And if it's not making a profit, let somebody who knows how to make money with airlines go do that, right? Because I'm all for nationalism and you know, just rah, 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 Bahamas, but we don't got to have an airline. You know what I mean? So that's what the Qatar people are coming to do. Qatari? That's what they're coming to do. And the Saudis are now, and he's been circling the Saudis for a minute. So he must know something I don't know. My spies have not informed me thus far exactly what the Saudi connection is. I'm told there's no Saudi money in this new venture. No direct Saudi money. Now, I got to see the connection between DAA and the Saudis overall before I could be more informed, all right? Or inform you about it. But let me show you something here. This is how, y'all, see, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all playing, right? This says, anyway, I have a document that describes, I'm not going to say exactly who the document was for and who the document went to, but it's a document put together by DAA. I'm not sending it to you. Don't ask me. It's a document. And you know what? Me saying don't ask means nothing. People still go, yeah, but send it to me, though. No, don't ask me. I can't forward it to you. That's it. I'm just talking. All right. This says, okay, so DAA is one of, if not one of the world's leading airport retailers. So they run Dublin Airport in Ireland, which apparently is state of the art. They run the airport in Dusseldorf, Germany. They run the Larnaca and Paphos airports in Cyprus. They run the airport in, looks like they got the airport in Doha, Qatar, Riyadh, there's Qatar again, Saudi Arabia, and Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Riyadh's the capital, I believe, of Saudi Arabia, if I'm correct. Am I correct in that? The capital, yes, is Riyadh. It's not Mecca. All right. They also do, and they say, my understanding is that DAA dealt with 125 million passengers last year. And in terms of retail, they are, I believe, the biggest airport retailer on the planet. On the planet. They got operations in Bahrain, Delhi, Jakarta, Bohol, and Languedingan airports in the Philippines, Auckland, New Zealand. We talked about Jeddah, Muscat, which is in Oman, Bahrain, Beirut, Lebanon. Anyway, never mind. I met a woman from Lebanon before. Just, I didn't understand that they had beautiful women like this over there, but apparently they're quite common. Winnipeg, Canada, Halifax, Canada, Quebec City, Canada, Montreal, Canada, also Bridgetown, Barbados, and New York. Nothing in South America, looks like. And that's who DAA, that's what they're dealing with. My understanding is this is done. Now, I know that they had some people who were discussing they wanted to cut a deal with Embraer for planes, airports, et cetera. I don't think that's going to happen from what I am told. Okay, so DAA does. Oh, what just happened? I don't know what happened. Why did my screen exit out? What happened? What's gone wrong? Let me see. Hold on. I don't understand. I don't understand these machines. They're too... Oh. Oh, no. Why did it do that? Anyway. Just cancel out the whole browser. Now I gotta redo everything. Anyway, let's go to a break. We're gonna go to break. We're gonna talk to someone for a few minutes in the second hour. But let's go to a break. And we'll be right back.
One in every four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Another wave is coming, but this time it's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and $15.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wings. Hey, make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store, every day, the Italian way.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort and security of your most valuable assets. Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Strive, you can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Strive, number one in pest control services.
The holidays are a time for reflection on the year past, reconnecting with family and friends, and indulging in brand new experiences. No matter what your holiday may bring, at Rev, we want to remind you to do it together. Play together, watch together, be together. Take time this Christmas to connect with the people and things that really matter. And let Rev take care of home for the holidays. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
5-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NU's agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let's celebrate Christmas with huge discounts and a brand new 55-inch Samsung TV. To enter to win, just make a purchase of $40 from December 10th through the 24th. It's that simple. Come and save big at our three huge tent sales on December 10th, 17th, and 23rd. Stocking stuffers are 50% off. Christmas decorations, 25% off. Cosmetics at 50 cents and a dollar. Jewelry also at 50 cents and a dollar. And 50% off gifts and baby clothing. Plus, bring the kids to Santa from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We're located on Mackey Street opposite Carrie's Fabric Store from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for your chance to win. Happy holidays from Girls Will Be Girls and discounts galore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Quality. So good to have you with us.
Okay, so we are going to look again at DAA. And this has been, from what I understand, in the works for months. Again, I don't know. From what I'm understand, there's no direct Saudi investors. That's what one of my people was telling me. But the issue is this. Someone was very clearly stressing to me, well, there's no, you know, no, it's not, they do business with the Saudis, and but it's not Saudi, and I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with Saudi Arabia. Their money don't spend. I'm confused. Like, is there something ignoble about doing business with the Saudis that I'm unaware of? Help me. Why? Because why? They don't have a great human rights record or something? But I don't get it. We sure burn their oil. I don't know what we all shy about. The Americans don't do business with the Saudi. What am I missing? Help me, because I don't understand it. Don't make sure that, you know, you don't give the impression that it's the Saudis we're doing. What does it matter? Are we like, we don't want to off Iran? Is that what's happening, or what is it going on? Okay, so it's 80 DAAS, 80 plus years of experience and expertise in airport management and operations. Terminal operation, airside operation, commercial, retail, car park, design and management, facilities management, strategic planning, operations planning, marketing insight, aviation business development, aeronautical revenue, economic regulation, logistics, training and development, procurement stakeholder and community relations program and project management, advertising, airfield engineering, business transformation, and continuous improvement. Okay, so there's a couple of things I want you to note here. So note that we have an airport planned for Exuma, which they do need. I just don't know if the size of it is sensible. An airport planned for Long Island, and they need one. I don't know if the size of it makes sense. An airport planned for North Eleuthera, and they certainly need one. I could tell you that. Just the size that would make the need to make sense. And an airport planned for, where was it, the Berries or something? And certainly for Grand Bahama. All right. And so notice that we haven't heard a lot about those airports other than Exuma. So Exuma is supposed to be starting up at the beginning of the year. And we should be hearing something about that soon. All right. They said that the FNM didn't pay the guys. It was $10 million. And $10 million for what is my question? Okay, so they certainly run Dublin Airport. So Dublin Airport was named Airport of the Year in the category for medium-sized airports, have fewer than 30 million passengers per annum. In 2018, Dublin Airport was named one of the best 10 airports in the world based on more than 65 reviews. Dublin Airport was the winner in its category of European airports that have 25 to 40 million passengers per year in the Airports Council International World Airport Service Quality Awards. Okay, so let me show you something. The word on the street is they were looking for someone to do all the airports, one shot. Okay? And if you've, I don't pretend I've been to Dublin or the Dublin airport anyway, but I will say that it's very nice from all the pictures I've seen. Dusseldorf, am I saying that right? Are there any Teutonophiles out there who want to correct my German? Okay, so let's look at what their investment is. This is a huge company, my God. Okay, so we're partnering with I Squared Capital. So let's talk about I Squared Capital. So it'll be DAA and I Squared Capital, okay? I Squared Capital is reportedly the leading infrastructure investor with on-the-ground investment professionals, operating professionals, and senior policy advisors strategically located across the globe. Assets under management, $34 billion. Portfolio companies, 55. Portfolio employees, 24,000. Co-investments, $3.9 billion. Portfolio operations, 60 countries. And they also deal in energy, too. They deal in energy, utilities, transport, digital infrastructure, social infrastructure. Oh, that's nice. Elderly care facilities. In the Bahamas, they've got a $55 million stake in the Nassau Cruise Port. This transaction is part of a $307 million financing package to fund the modernization and expansion of Prince George Wharf, the sole material cruise terminal in Nassau. Nassau is the flagship destination of the largest cruise market in the world, benefiting from its unique geographic proximity to the United States. Da, 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 da. Okay. Hold on, I'm trying to show you about the other airports. This is outstanding. Jeddah. Good Lord, look at this. Juan, what's a Teutonophile? Teutonophile. Germans are descended, according to them, from the Teutonic Empire or Teutonic Order. And the language they spoke is Teutonic, and it developed into German. Y'all don't want the history, nothing? AMC, nothing? Y'all ain't curious about what, how this all happened? Or y'all just the Bible and that's it, and we don't look at nothing else? Hold on, I'm getting to it here. They operate many airports around the world. Oh, that's beautiful, the airport in Oman. Looks kind of like something out of Dune. Let me see here. Okay, so here's what the government wants. The government wants them to deal with all the airports. All right? And they've put together something that they believe would make the package active to investors. All right. And I'm not going to get, if I tell you much more right now, I might expose some of my action, but I'm not going to. So, okay. So the goal, the best outcome probably for the government would be Freeport Airport, Marsh Harbor Airport, Exuma Airport, North Eleuthera Airport, Long Island Airport, and they tell me that they're supposed to be doing it, redoing the airport in San Salvador and Great Harbor Key. And so what they want to find are people who are going to, it's called design, build, finance, operate, maintained, right? So that's design, build, finance, operate, maintain. So that's the ideal action for certainly Freeport, and one would argue maybe Abaco, Exuma would already be designed, so maybe, and it's already being built. Is it? So, right? Operate and maintain in the beginning of the year should be built. So I don't know yet what package is happening altogether. I will know soon. But these guys are definitely going to do Freeport, from what I've come to understand. And we'll see if they do any of the other ones. And I'm totally willing to be wrong, but I'm pretty, this seems pretty concrete from what I can see. All right. Okay. We don't have text messages. They're not sending me my text messages. Send me my text messages, who's ever in the studio. I may have questions that people need answers to. All right. So that's where we are with the airport. I understand that's happening. I understand these guys have been talking since summer. And there's a Saudi connection in here somewhere that I have yet to quite sniff out, but I'm gonna. Not there's anything wrong with Saudi money. If anyone in Saudi Arabia is listening and wants to throw me a bly, I'm right here. I support you. Not your oppression of women, but you know, hey. better than Iran, right? No, we're gonna talk. We're gonna get into that. We're just gonna talk. No problem. Yeah, the Saudis don't like the someone I know is messaging me. The Saudis don't like the Iranians, and the Iranians don't like the Saudis. I think "don't like" is kind of a very soft, like, way to put it. They've been fighting a proxy war for going on 100 years. When was Saudi Arabia formed? The 20s, was it? When did the British? Anyway, never mind. All right, I don't have any text messages, so I'm just gonna go to a break. We'll go to a break. All right, we'll be back. We're going to be talking with, I think, Tab Therapy. They'll be in the studio. I'll be here. Communicate via the magic of Zoom. Okay, let's go to a break, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
The holidays are a time for reflection on the year past, reconnecting with family and friends, and indulging in brand new experiences. No matter what bring, at Rev, we want to remind you to do it together. Play together. Watch together. Be together. Take time this Christmas to connect with the people and things that really matter. And let Rev take care of home for the holidays. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Vibes and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in-branch, personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let's celebrate Christmas with huge discounts and a brand new 55-inch Samsung TV. To enter to win, just make a purchase of $40 from December 10th through the 24th. It's that simple. Come and save big at our three huge tent sales on December 10th, 17th, and 23rd. Stocking stuffers are 50% off. Christmas decorations, 25% off. Cosmetics at 50 cents and a dollar. Jewelry also at 50 cents and a dollar. And 50% off gifts and baby clothing. Plus, bring the kids to see Santa from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We're located on Mackey Street opposite Carrie's Fabric Store from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for your chance to win. Happy holidays from Girls Will Be Girls and discounts galore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. Today, we're going to be talking for a while. So we got in studio Henry Butler with Tab Therapy. And I see that on my Zoom screen, I have Owen Burrows as well, who I believe is with Tab Therapy. They only told me Henry Butler was coming to talk. So I'm just going to assume Owen Burrows is with Tab Therapy. Didn't just call in, to chime in. All right. Good afternoon. I'm speaking with Henry in the studio and Owen over Zoom. Great to have you on, guys. Great to have you on. So Tab Therapy, I remember as you guys came on Dwight's show before.
Yes.
And I didn't understand what it was. And then I kind of went to the website and I was like, I still don't understand. So break it down for me. What's Tab Therapy? Well,
Tab Therapy is similar to acupuncture and reflexology. Okay. These are methods that persons use in China for more than 2,000 years ago, where they stimulate those pressure points in the body. We stimulate the nerve endings in the feet and the hand. And the feet and the hand carry about 14 nerve endings in the feet and about 4,000 in the hand. So what we do is we stimulate the nerve flow so that the blood can flow better in the body. That's what we do.
Stimulate the nerve flow.
The nerve ending.
So the blood could flow. Nerve endings, so the blood could flow better.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now science that out for me, because I don't know what that does.
Well, how our body is positioned, we have blood vessels, we have nerve endings, we have all these things in our foot. And so once you stimulate the nerves in the foot, you open up the circulation in the body because you're improving blood flow within the body.
I see. So what is it, how would you know you need that? Or is there something
Everybody should have it done because It helps with the nerve flow, but it also helps with sleep. It puts you into more deep relaxation of sleep. We know that's a big problem, Devon. Persons are having a lot of problem with sleep. People are not sleeping REM sleep. They're not sleeping where they have enough melatonin, where they sleep all night. And that's one of the major issues in our country. And that leads to high blood pressure, that leads to cholesterol, and that leads to diabetes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, may I jump in if you don't mind?
Please.
And also, what is important is that the nerves act as the main communicator of the body. So on the end of the nerve cells, there's something called dendrites. So dendrites allow for information to jump from one nerve ending to the other. Mm-hmm. When nerves do not operate optimally, there's gaps in relaying that message. Mm. And so these nerve endings all tie into the spinal column, and they branch through the spinal column to the body, and they carry messages, they tell the body. So when these dendrites are not firing, there are miscommunications. Like, you know, sometimes my wife talked to me and she said, oh, and you just, you know, so sometimes the messages are not fully executed that the body wants. And that, the nerves relay messages for every function the body does. It's very, very important.
Now, I don't want you to you don't got to diagnose me over the Zoom, but what piriformis is, right? When you have a little nerve in your leg that sometimes gets tingly, it's uncomfortable. It's called piriformis.
Yeah, we can treat that.
Is that something that...
We can treat that right away. We want to invite you to come out and try it out. We'll treat you right away.
Really?
Right away. We'll get rid of that problem. We'll get rid of it. We will reverse that problem.
I have it when I wake up. I'm going to come check you out.
In about four or five treatments, I'll get rid of that.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Wow. And diabetics go through something similar called neuropathy, where it's tingling in the feet. And in the fingers as well, which causes a lot of sharp needle pain in the feet and the extremities, and that's all related to as well circulation and when there's when the body doesn't manage insulin properly, it also causes a lot of problem because the body starts to store extra glucose, which creates a lot of problem in the blood flow, causing quote unquote traffic jams in the fingers and the toes, which can lead to neuropathy and these conditions as well.
Yeah, I don't mean to make it about me, but I'm really coming to see you.
We don't care.
I need. I really do.
We want it about you. Because we want you to be a product of the product. Next time you interview me, you'll interview me. in the dubium of the results.
Well, so this, sorry, go ahead, Juan.
No, I was saying, so what does this generate? Nerve endings? Yes. Like, is that essentially, or does it do much more?
Yeah, it does that. It regenerates the nerve endings.
Okay. And that helps your blood flow.
The blood flow, the blue more freely.
So less we're electric beings. Right. And Juan, there's something else that the TAB offers that complements that electrotherapy, mm-hmm. where there's a system TAB operated, mm-hmm. which includes two natural scientific-based products that are listed in the physician's desk reference that are plant-based, that are designed to directly support healthy glucose levels. Mm-hmm. It prevents stroke, because what it does is, just like if you have a clogged drain, you'd pour a declogger into the drain to clean it away so that the water can flow. Well, one of the products actually helps to remove the plaque buildup that's in the arteries,
really?
Which happens, because as long as you're eating, you're going to develop some plaque buildup. It's mm-hmm. a natural side effect of living.
Right.
The problem is we are not eating enough soluble fiber and those things that are that are required to clean the plaque buildup so that the veins do not become depressed or obstructed by this calcium deposit, this plaque buildup, which restricts the flow of blood. So one of the products actually goes into the veins and cleans it out like a declogger. Flow remains consistent. So people that have high blood pressure, people that are pre-diabetic and diabetic, type 2, people that have even brain issues, because the brain, what is the number one input in the body that affects the body negatively? Is sugar. Mm-hmm. Sugar. Right. Sugar fuels brain disease. So things like dementia and Alzheimer's, they are fueled off sugar. Sugar fuels cancer, diabetes. Sugar fuels obesity. So what these products together, when you use them, you see an increase, and this is scientifically proven by the Cleveland Clinic and some of the major health organizations in the United States and Canada. They are proven to increase good cholesterol, HDL, reduce the bad cholesterol, and they do so at a higher percentage rate than statin drugs, with none of the negative statin drugs can bring to a body.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't realize that.
And it's the only natural product in the physician's desk reference that does it and has the scientific evidence to say, if like this, the results are predictable. That's what the clinical trials and clinical studies are all about.
Okay, excellent.
So now when you look at the Bahamian population, we know that 70% of adults are overweight or obese. We know that 23 to 25% of school-aged children are overweight or obese. We know that our healthcare system cannot manage the cost of these drugs. So it's putting non-communicable diseases, it's putting a tremendous strain on our resources of the government and the healthcare as a whole. So we are spending more money paying to manage diseases with less outcomes. How do I know? Because in a recent study that was done a few years ago, it was stated that the Bahamas ranks in the top 27 when it comes to, I think it's 27 when it comes to expenditure on healthcare, but it's at 140 when it comes to returns, meaning our money is being spent. We're in the top echelons in the world when it comes to what the amount of money we're putting into healthcare, but our results are 140th. We are not getting the return on our investments, which shows up in the improved health and well-being of our people.
Wow, you're so right, man. That's a great look at it. Now I'm on your website here. Yeah. Oh, Henry, I know you. Okay. Yeah.
QC.
Long time, yeah.
And he's been knocking around like old tennis. He's been around a long time.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, good. I'm looking at your website, and explain to me how the electroshock thing works. Does it hurt? You're going to put my feet in water and shock me? That seems counterintuitive to everything I believe I want to experience.
I know.
How does this work?
It pulses. It sends electrical pulses in the water. So it actually activate and stimulate those nerve endings, like those electrodes.
I understand.
Same principle.
This is like almost when you go to a chiropractor and they got that band that they put on your shoulder and hit you with the pulse.
Same principle.
But Juan, you know, a lot of this, we have to understand that ancient forms of healing was all related to things like sound. What is sound? Sound are impulses, energy waves, frequencies. So when you talk about healing through sound, sound therapy, it's electric. Because sound, when sound is emit, it creates a resonance, a frequency, an energetic pulse. So all of this ties into that aspect of healing the body through natural ways, and then using herbal supplements that are proven, that are safe, to further enhance that healing experience. Because every disease, let me say, most diseases, especially lifestyle diseases, what we call non-communicable diseases, are a result of decisions we make to how we live our life, what we eat. Lack of exercise, lack of movement. Studies show that 70%, 74% of Bahamians don't exercise. More than 70% of us eat less than 3 servings of vegetables a week. So we are not putting the nutrition in our bodies. We're not moving. And we're eating a diet that's high in calorie, but low in nutrition. So we're setting ourselves up for these diseases that are manifesting in our families. And so now when you talk about bringing this herbal solution as well as the electromagnetic therapy to the patient, to the individual, you're talking about reversing these diseases because of the lifestyle changes. Once you start to reverse the decisions, you change the course of how you live your life. The environment for the disease to manifest is no longer there. So it has to go away because you're not feeding it the things that disease needs to replenish, to thrive within the body.
Oh, absolutely. You make so much sense. Now, you say, your website says that DeAndre Ayton, Jazz Chisholm, Demetrius Pinder, Alonzo Russell, Lucius Fox, they've all benefited from this therapy.
Yes, leagues that benefited from the therapy because of the electrical pulses. Like I say, it improves circulation. Once you improve circulation, the athlete will rest very restful at night. They'll wake up the next day feeling more energy than they felt before in their life. And they'll perform better because they have more mental clarity and focus. We also do this on children too. My son is only 9, he's 10 years old now. He's at QC. He's a 4.0 student. All because we do this with him once a week. Because our biggest order is people are not doing maintenance. Maintenance is the key. You know, we give them the nutrition, we give them sea moss and all that stuff, but if we don't give them the electrical stimulation, similar like how they use a pacemaker, it's the same principle, you know, stimulating the body. Once you stimulate the body wakes up. It comes alive again.
Right, absolutely. So talk about that. So it's safe for kids, safe for
six
adults.
And above.
Like,
yeah.
Who's it for? Like, and who should?
Six
who
and above.
Should,
my eldest client is 108.
Yeah, what?
And no walker, no stick. Her name is Mildred Robinson. No walker, no stick. And she could touch her toe.
She's
in shape.
Yeah, this does, I mean, I've
from
read
6 years
a lot about
old
how, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, one thing's like oxidative stress and the body's ability to come back after hard training. That's why so many athletes like it.
LeBron James would love this.
The body, when an athlete puts his body through so much wear and tear, it needs to recover quickly so that athlete could continue their training and performance. So the thing is, most of us are not athletes, but our bodies react the same way. We have our bodies under so much stress from everything from pollutants to the foods that we're eating, all of these, the high concentration sugar that we're consuming all the time, our body's inability to manage insulin, that hormone, our body, our hormones don't react properly, our nerves aren't firing. So there's so many things going against us that we have to now start to say, what can we do to better arm ourselves to combat some of these negative things that we're just that are just proliferating lives. And you know, everybody's health is their business.
Right.
You know, it's my business to do what I have to do for my health. It's not my doctor's business, because when I walk out of the doctor office, he goes home to his family and I go home to mine. So we understand the medical community plays a very important role. We understand that pharmaceutical drugs play a very important role, and we're not here to knock what they call traditional therapy or forms of treatment. What we're saying is that when you talk about turning to a chemical drug, listen to this now. You're talking about turning to a chemical drug to provide healing for a living organism. If I buy my wife a rose bush, a rose plant, and she puts bleach on it every day, that plant will die. Why are we turning to a chemical to heal a living organism? Those chemicals sometimes are required long-term because of what a patient is going through. But most instances, they are a stopgap. They are designed to provide some immediate response so that you can change the way you live your life, so that you can now start to have a healthier prognosis for the future. The problem is, as a society, we have turned to rely on those things as a long-term treatment option. No wonder we have a long waiting list for dialysis. No wonder our people are seeing increased numbers in amputations and poor quality of life. No wonder we have so much mental issues and people cannot manage stress because their body does not have the nutrition it needs to combat these diseases.
Excellent, excellent point. Let me ask you this now. Do I come to you or do I buy the device, do it at home? How does it work?
You have an option. You can buy the device after trying it a few times. We teach you how to use it and you do it at home. Or you could just make it a regular trip to our office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what we recommend is individuals book an appointment with Henry, and Henry is going to give the numbers of the and where we're located. And then you can try the machine. See how, if you notice any difference. And we ask people to practice mindfulness. We're so busy that we don't even understand what we're going through sometimes. To pay attention to the body. How do I feel now that I'm on my way there? Or how have I been feeling for the past few days? Mm-hmm. Do I notice any stress, any tension? Am I moody? You know, do I notice I'm sluggish? I don't have energy. And then make a mental note of how you're feeling after the treatment. While you're there, we're asking everyone to take advantage of the Feel Great. And Henry is going to give everyone that responds a $10 discount on the Feel Great kit because these go together. Listen, if you know anyone that's fighting and struggling with diabetes, they need to come and see Henry. High blood pressure, cholesterol issues, men that have impotency because they don't have the blood flow that they need. Anyone that's struggling,
you got to lead with that, man. You got
to lead.
I gotta bring it in slowly. You know, sometimes our men they want to hear what they want to hear. Right. So because it's all related to blood flow.
Mm, yeah.
And when we eat. This food that we're eating and then we're cocktailing and we're not exercising, we're not bringing any greens because we're not eating enough living food with that high nutritional value. Our bodies cannot function as the way it was meant to function. Mm-hmm. We're going to struggle. We're going to struggle in the bedroom. You're going to struggle at work. You're going to struggle because you can't think clearly. Mm-hmm. You're going to struggle everywhere, my brother and sisters. It's bound to happen because everywhere you go, you take your body. You don't leave your body home and say, I'm not caring, it would be today. Mm-hmm. You're going to take that around with you. And whether you want a healthy body that's firing and working properly or not, depends on you. These products do what we call gene expression. If I walk into one studio right now and the lights are off and it's dark, I can't see anything, right? The minute I turn on the light, I can see the molding. I can see the resources on the desk. I can see the microphone. I can see everything clearly. These products, when you take it, it activates gene expression in the brain. So it makes the brain fire. It improves mood. It gives you mental clarity and focus without the crash. So we have three flavors of the Unimate, which is a plant that grows in South America. The Indians have made tea with it for many, many years. And it comes in three flavors, a lemon ginger, and a mocha. So I use the mocha in the mornings. It's replaced my coffee.
Mm.
And it gives me that taste of a coffee, but it's loaded with all of those herbal supplements that help me to feel better without the crash. It allows you to push through, so it's great for intermittent fasting. See, what happens now, Juan, I drink my hot cup in the morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat until noon. I drink a balance, and I eat my lunch. What does balance do? This is the product that's over 30 years old, that's in the physician's desk reference, that outperforms statins. But what it does is when I drink it before a meal, it reduces the absorption of glucose by 30%. It takes away 30% of the sugar deposit that meal would have normally put into my blood. which means because there's less sugar, less glucose in my blood, I turn to burning fat sooner and I turn to high-powered energy sooner in my fat cells. So I feel more energetic. I have more sustenance. I lose weight. And I see my blood and everything start to normalize. And then I drink another one before dinner. But when I have my dinner, I do not eat again until the next day lunchtime. Because in the morning, I'm going to have my Unamate, which is going to suppress my appetite, fuel me with the nutrition I need, allow me to burn stored fat for energy. So I do not break my fast. I can go to lunch. And now I have a 16, 18-hour window of intermittent fasting where I'm burning. But I still have the energy because I'm tapping into stored fat for energy as the way our bodies was meant to operate.
Excellent. You sold me. I'm going to come see you for certain. I want to get rid of my piriformis, but if you're going to sleep better and have all these other
I'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
So tell me, so how do people get in contact with you? Where do they go? How do they reach out?
They can give me a call at 328-1085, 328-1085, or they can find us just below Hawkins Hill in the southeastern quadrant in a two-story white building, Trimmer Green, just opposite in the same light where Oak Tree Medical is. There's a car lot next to Imperial Optical. We're right opposite the car lot. We're in a two-story white building, Trimmer Green, number 71.
Right downstairs.
Okay, excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Juan.
And understand what is it TAB Therapy is doing.
And I just want to say thank you for what you do every day to bring topics that matter to our people. Thank you for example in your weight loss and your health goals and bringing these things to us. So we appreciate it and we understand how important you are to our people. And thank you for the platform.
All right. Thanks a million. Guys.
You're welcome. So you're welcome.
Okay, bye. All right. So great to have him. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. And I got the numbers and everything here for TAB Therapy. If you do want to reach out, I can help you do that. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
It's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and bone in for only $16.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wings today. Make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store, every day, the Italian way.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort and security of your most valuable assets. Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Struckum,
You can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Strucom, number one in pest control services.
The holidays are a time for reflection on the year past, reconnecting with family and friends, and indulging in brand new experiences. No matter what your holiday may bring, at Reb, we want to remind you to do it together. Play together. Watch together. Be together. Take time this Christmas to connect with the people and things that really matter. And let Rev take care of home for the holidays. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
5-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let's celebrate Christmas with huge discounts and a brand new 55-inch Samsung TV. To enter to win, just make a purchase of $40 from December 10th through the 24th. It's that simple. Come and save big at our three huge tent sales on December 10th, 17th, and 23rd. Stocking stuffers are 50% off. Christmas decorations, 25% off. Cosmetics at 50 cents and a dollar. Jewelry also at 50 cents and a dollar. And 50% off gifts and baby clothing. Plus, bring the kids to see Santa from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We're located on Mackey Street opposite Carrie's Fabric Store from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for your chance to win. Happy holidays from Girls Will Be Girls and discounts galore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
And I Square International, which is part of the financing, looks like the debt financing of the Nassau cruise port. Okay? So that's incredibly interesting. Do you say we have a caller on hold? Let's do the caller. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
I just wanted to know the contact, the guest.
Oh, for Henry Butler, it's 328-1085.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a million. Okay, so this says... What? This says, this 2,000 years of Chinese medicine one, how do they know it works? Trial and error, I suppose, 2,000 plus years of people who lived... it says in 1578, Li Shizhen published Benkao Gamu, asked Miss Yang, I need to go see Miss Yang. I just saw Miss Yang like a week or two ago to get some aloe. I'm out of cordyceps. I'm going to go get some. It says, Li Shizhen published Benkao Gamu, a compendium of Materia Medica, which lists 1,892 drugs, and 11,000 formal prescriptions for specific ailments. It says, hi, can you please give the Tab Therapy website and their contacts? Thanks. Okay, this says 328-1085 is the contact, and the website is tabtherapy.com. So tabtherapy.com. A few people asking for that. I hope you check it out. I'm going to check it out. I got this like piriformis. Then when you get older, your body just starts doing stuff. Like even no matter how much you try, it's still, you're going to need that extra something, you know, either that herbal stuff or the therapy that they're talking about. And I got this piriformis, man. It's like just this running down my, like from my side of my butt down my thigh, you know, to about like halfway down my hamstring. And it's just irritating. And when I go to sleep and I wake up, it's usually like I feel it and then I got to work it out, stretch X, Y, Z. But I know that these electrotherapy things work because he was talking about the principle of the, I have shoulder problems. So I have compound shoulder problems. I was in an accident, a very bad car accident, and I injured my shoulder and my arm. And when I started working out, I would overcompensate with my other shoulder, leading to injury with my other shoulder as well. Impingement, right? And then I also think I like pinched a nerve. And I went to a chiropractor. They had this ring that they put around your arm and they put it on your shoulder and they hit you with like an electric pulse, bap, right? And what that did for me, I don't know the science behind it, I'm not a chiropractor. What it did for me is it caused the nerve in one of my shoulders to release, right? And sometimes your nerves are need an electrical charge in order to do whatever it is to make them function properly again. So I'm gonna go check out thing for my, I'll check that out. I want to sleep better. And who doesn't want stronger erections? So tabtherapy.com is the website. This says that while the Ministry of Works also has a number of projects to complete where water and sewage would have trenched to install water lines, as far as I'm aware, water and sewage coordinates with the Ministry of Works for post road repair before approval is granted to infrastructure. Okay. It says, have you traveled Adelaide Road recently? That work by water and sewage has been completed for a few months now. Road still dug up. Two major head-on collisions I've seen. I haven't traveled on Adelaide Road, no. I traveled on what is that road? Windsor Field Road yesterday. And I know that the airport ride from, let's say, the airport to Bahamar is really smooth and nice, even though there's still some cleanup of the verges that needs to go down. The road going the other way to where it's supposed to be, like they're at, like Lyford Key and all this, Oldfort and all that, it's mashup, dude. Mashup, right? And then the road going from, let's say, the roundabout at Saunders Beach, headed east, also mashup, right? Downtown mash on the whole, but that's a whole another conversation. But I'm interested to see what this roadworks plan is and what they're going to address, because the vast majority of you already drive terribly. So, boy. Anyway, they need help with the the roads, no doubt. And I'm glad that you guys have a plan. It can't come soon enough. I long to hear about it from you as to exactly what it is that you're going to do, because it's not a good look out here. Okay. And the bad roads with already bad driving, here's how insane some of you are and shouldn't be allowed to operate a motor vehicle. Oh, Juan, that's elitist. Yeah. It's elitist. Some of y'all need deep training before they put you behind a motor vehicle. You've proven that you don't drive responsibly. The vast majority of you. This isn't, I'm not guessing, you know? And it's, don't hit me with the elite. It's the rich people, or it's the people who drive in the fancy cars. It's the people who drive in the broke up, busted down cars. It's the people driving the Fits. It's the people driving huge trucks. It's the people driving the 18-wheelers, the semis. It's the people who are driving the dumping trucks, not the dump truck, but the dumping trucks where they carry around the fill and all that. It's across the gamut. It's the white people. It's the black people. It's across the gamut, right? It's just a spirit of bad driving exists in the Bahamas, right? For some reason. We'll get into it another time. Couple that on top of what's going on with the roads, it makes for disaster. So if you can picture in your head, I don't know when the last time as you came out of Village, the intersection at Parkgate. Bernard Road, the intersection of Bernard Road and Wolf Road. No, it's still Bernard Road. When does Wolf Road start? Why do single roads have multiple different names along different points? I don't get it. Like, why does Bernard Road become Wolf Road? Why does Prince Charles Drive become Robinson Road? We didn't do that with Bay Street. There's East Bay Street and West Bay Street. The entire length of the island. Anyway, picture, if you will, the intersection of Bernard Road that turns into Village Road, because, you know, Soldier Road turns into Village Road through magic, right? Or the demonic junction box that they drew on the ground. Maybe it's the junction box. Oh, God, maybe it's the junction boxes that are infecting all of you with this. No, their bad driving has been going on for a while now. So the intersection of Soldier Road turns into Village Road, that intersection, all right? If you're going north, you know where Parkgate Road is, all right? There's no longer a light there. I think they say they're putting the light back, but they've expanded the road, and they've actually moved the utility poles, all right? So there's also been a diversion through Blair to where you come out just south of where the light of Parkgate Road used to be. So we got Parkgate Road's expanded. There's no light. There's no lines. There's no nothing. You got people coming out of that side corner where Blair is. I don't remember the proper name of it. I forget. It escapes me at the moment. And then you have people who are coming down Village Road. I'm just giving you one scenario of what's going on with Village Road. If you could wrap your mind, I could talk about it for a week. So if you are traveling north along Village Road, before you hit Parkgate, you got about two lanes, almost three lanes width, right? There's no lines, there's no light, there's just a kind of a orange divider that's sitting there, all right? So you have people who are either they're going straight, or they're going in the lane to turn, or they're on the side of the person who's trying to turn and they're going straight because nobody can conduct themselves without minute supervision. And then you have the people who are coming off of Parkgate Road who are either turning on north onto Village Road or south onto Village Road to get to Bernard Road, right? And me, being a rational, conscious human, I will be coming south on Village Road. And I know that there's no light there, right? But I do understand that there are road that are allowing traffic to come onto Village Road at that point. So if I were, say, a sociopath, I would have no regard for anyone turning off Parkgate Road going north, right? If I'm out of my mind, but I'm not a sociopath. And so I slow down when I get there because I've seen accidents happen before. And I will attempt to let people go. You guys are such bad drivers that while I'm standing there trying to let people go, there's like two other lanes of traffic. They're cutting into where the oncoming traffic is, just trying to go. Because they don't see a stop sign. They don't see cops. They don't see lines on the road. So clearly, we're in some sort of derby, twisted metal style derby or bumper car type situation where people are not flesh and blood, but impenetrable beings that can survive car crashes and steel and glass shattering all around them. Clearly, right? And so you have to literally account for what everyone else is doing on Village Road, because the vast majority of people don't have the presence of mind to actually pay attention that there's an intersection there. They just want to keep driving. There's no light. There's no stop sign. Just keep driving. In your head, that makes sense. You don't live in a society where there are rules and others who are motoring. You just, if there's no one telling you to not do something, you just do it. And that's what's happening at that intersection of Village Road. Now let's go north on Village Road if we can for a moment. At Village Road, where the entrance to where the Kelso Medical Plaza, I think it's called, there, they have intermittent trenches, right? And so from that entrance, they have trenches to the effect that it can only really allow one lane of traffic unless you want to play this dangerous game of getting onto the side of the trench, and who knows how much rain it'll take to cause that to collapse. But people are still driving two lanes because no one's telling them nothing. There's no lighting, proper lighting there. So if you're coming down there at night, you're not going to see anything. I've seen people speeding through here like 30, 40 miles an hour, hit a bump, the car lift up on. Now, should the road be that way? No. Should you perhaps engage your brain? And see, here's what I don't do. I don't do this. If the government doesn't tell me to behave, I'm not going to behave. Right? So that's what children do. That's what children do. If the government doesn't tell me something's not good for me, I'm just going to do it. How am I supposed to know what's good for me? How am I supposed to know how to act without the government minutely telling me what to do and draw lines everywhere for me and go walk here, don't walk here, be here, don't be here? How am I supposed to know that? Who's going to teach me that if the government doesn't? Right? Not my parents. Not my community. If the government doesn't put a stop sign here, I'm going to drive no matter what. If the government doesn't put a stop light here, I'm going to keep going. There's a single lane, but they're still going down. Two people are still trying to fast. 90% of the time, there's nobody directing traffic. All right? It's insanity. And I'm not blaming people for what's happening on Village Road. That's clearly the fault of the government and the company that's doing Village Road. But I am saying that you can't engage your brain is just sad. There was an accident the other day. So here's the genius of it all. So it's only one lane is passable the other day at Queens Call. I forget the name of the street. Anyway, where QC is, where they're allowing people to go through like Montague Heights to get back onto Shirley Street. There's only one lane available. Two cars, because, you know, even though we're not taught physics at a high educational level, we should be able to grasp the concept that two cars cannot exist in the same space at the same time. No? Just me. Just elitist one understands this concept. But anyway, two cars going in opposite directions. In fact, this was a physics problem in grade six for me. Two cars going in opposite directions can't fit on the same single lane. Why is there a single lane? Because the trenches are dug up to the point where when school gets out, there's a single lane of traffic allowed going both ways, but yet both ends of the road are open. Anyway. that's where we are with that. I don't see my text messages, but anyway, never mind. St. Andrew's Drive. Okay, yes. Corner from Blair to Village. Yes, that's correct. St. Andrew's Drive, correct, yes. It says that's driving in Nassau basically all the time, though. You have to consider all the ways someone could screw up in driving 24/7. Yeah, I'm all for defensive driving, you know. But I'm not trying to defensively drive every moment of every day. You know, I just want to be able to get from point A to point B without an extreme level of frustration. This Village Road situation is inexcusable. All right. And we're like, progress. We have yes, we all understand there's a need for progress. Right. But it is not reasonable to expect people to maintain their sanity and sense for this long a period of time. All right. Now, the minister said that by the end of the first week in of December, they'd be starting to pave the road. It is now a few days until the end of the first week of September, of December. So we'll see. I'm hoping he does it. I'm hoping it's good. And I'm hoping that, you know, the new road will make some of this seem like it made sense, but I don't know. We got to not do this to each other. We can't expect people to live in discomfort for extended periods of time. It says, we got a couple text messages. We got more than a couple. Just send these to me. Okay. We'll do this. It says, there's no plan. Brave Davis just said that at the top of his head. I'm sure that now they have to produce a plan. I just wish he'd focus on local pressing issues. I think he could be a great PM, but he needs to lead. Don't leave it to Simon. Someone tell me that there is a plan, so we'll see, and that does need to happen, and we'll go from there, you know? It says, Navy Lion Road is between Bay Street and West Bay Street. Navy Lion Road? Where? Between Bay Street and West Bay Street? Navy Lion Road. What are you saying? Anyway. This says, but Juan, please explain these same drivers driving perfectly the minute they exit Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They hit Miami, everything. Your seatbelt on, all this. Your lights on, everything. All this. But and what you want me to do is excuse. What you want me to do is blame the government for your bad driving. Are you saying Navy Lion Road separates West Bay Street and East Bay Street? At what point? Is any update on the Gladstone Road expansion? That's still, for me, as I understand it, on. So I'm just saying, and they have to do some land acquisition, some other stuff. Yeah. And progress can be slow, and I get it, but you need to coordinate and communicate. And the absence of traffic coordinators out there, days, sometimes weeks on end, that ditches are left open. I don't understand. This says, Juan, remember I told you it was odd that FTX, a crypto firm, was going to local banks in November 2021. Offering 12% for cash deposits. That should have been a gigantic red flag. When I read it, I said, these guys must have known they were in trouble for at least a year. Well, guess what? CoinDesk published an article over the weekend that said the majority of funds funneled from FTX to Alameda allegedly prop up Alameda happened in November 2021. Oh, okay. All right. Says Juan, there's also no sidewalk. Well, and there's no sidewalk. Right. So I saw two ladies walking this morning. And, you know, I'm not trying to act as if I'm the pinnacle of human compassion and concern, but they're trying to walk along the side of the road and people are speeding and you know what? Forget it. Never mind. Let's go. Let's end the show. We're done. All right. You guys take care out there. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Have a great day, Bahamas.